Shabbos, I tell you, I'd like to go further in issues relating to malacha, definition of malacha on Shabbos. Actually, next couple of shiurim, we'll have a discussion of random other areas there that flow, potentially flow from the concept of acquiring malachas by Shabbos to the Shabbos. So I just put together, I gave out the other sheets of tomorrow and Wednesday also. Here I put together the issue of shogeg, misasek, and shinui. It's kind of somewhat of a random collection, except I put them together, these three, because these three actually have ramifications outside the realm of Lechel Shabbos as well. Okay, so I think we can probably go through a lot of this relatively quickly. It's not that complicated. We'll begin with defining a shogeg over here in source number one is the famous Mishnah. Obviously, shogeg is not something that's restricted to Hilchos Shabbos. We find shogeg as a concern in Kol HaTorah Kula in terms of Korban Chatos and so on. A person violates one of the krisas, one of the averis in which you get karis, you do a shogeg, bring Korban Chatos. And the Mishnah says on Samach Zion and Bay is in the bottom of the page, source number one, the Mishnah in Kol Gadol, a pair of Kol Gadol, Amr B'Shabbos, Kol HaShocheach, Iker Shabbos. The also Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe, Eno Chayev Elo Chatos Achas. Okay, Iker Shabbos, Rashi explains there, Shocheach Iker Shabbos, Kesover Ain Shabbos, but doesn't know anything about Shabbos, never heard about it, never learned about it. Okay, whatever the reason is, he didn't know about Shabbos, and therefore every Shabbos he did the Malachas. So he only has to bring one Korban Chatos, because it's all the same Avera. The Gemara learns that from Psukim, I'm not interested in those details right now. It says, Shmira Achas HaShavos Harbe, and all right, but anyway, the Gemara derives it from Psukim, Rashi says, so he has to bring only one Korban Chatos for all the Averis he did, even though he did it over several Shabbos, because as Rashi says, the Kula Chata Shogi, it was one Shogi, it was one error, he never knew about the Shabbos. That's case one. Case two, Hayodea Iker Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos. Hayodea Iker Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos, right? She ate Shabbos with her, Rashi says, Vnesu Ba Malachas, he was aware that certain Malachas were prohibited on Shabbos. Okay, that he knew. But also Malachas Harbe, the Shabbos is Harbe. But nevertheless, he did numerous malachas over several Shabbos. Rashi says, "Ayde shigagas Shabbos." He just forgot on a particular day, lost track of the calendar, and he forgot on a particular day that today was in fact Shabbos, and so therefore he did malacha because he thought it was Sunday or Friday or whatever. Okay, Rashi says, "Ayde shigagas shachach shabbos hayom." Okay, and because it's at the end, it says, "Ayde shu Shabbos." The next case of the Mishnah talks about he does know it's Shabbos. The implication is that here he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Right? Here he says that wasn't aware that today was Shabbos. And he didn't, many malachas, and below no the lobein time shechata. He didn't realize in between, you know, that he violated Shabbos. He didn't realize. But in such a case, chayav al kol Shabbos and Shabbos. Each case is separate chiyuv. Okay, Rashi explains he has to bring a korban chatos for each Shabbos, even though he may have done many malachas. He wrote a letter to somebody and he planted something, he cooked something, and whatever. He did all these different things. But it's only one chatos, but one chatos per Shabbos. Okay? And Rashi explains, Alpha Pishalo no the Labain time, even though it's Helam Echaru, it's all the same mistake, but it's a little different because Yom Mishabain time, having a deal of Chalek. Okay, that's a prad, but the individual, he knew there was one day that was Shabbos. He realized later in the week at some point that one day was Shabbos last week. Because again, we're talking about a guy who's Yodea Iker Shabbos. He knows it's a kind of Shabbos. Just didn't realize that day that he did all those things, it was Shabbos last week. And Rashi explains, she efshal shama bein time, she also yom ha've Shabbos. He heard in between, just now he forgot again. Next Shabbos he remained confused, he got reconfused with the calendar and so on. So that's all considered one shkoga, but miwal harbe melachas for chol Shabbos on chayv alachadah. He has to bring for each Shabbos, but not for each individual melacha. Not for each individual malacha, because again, on that particular day, he forgot that it was Shabbos, and therefore he did a lot of different things, but with one mistake. Okay, that's how Rashi fills in. The next case is Hayodea Shu Shabbos. He knew today was Shabbos. Okay, you know, knows about Shabbos. I knew today was Shabbos, but V'asa Malachas Harbe, he didn't realize there were a bunch of malachas that he did. He didn't realize that these malachas were also on Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos. There comes some discussion about what exactly did he know, if he didn't know the malachas, but he knows some things, whatever. I think I told you the story of Shmuel Zalman. I told you I know when Shmuel Zalman was a young man. So the growing up in Shari Chesed, so he had in his house, his parents had a Russian immigrant, a non-religious Russian immigrant, rented a room in the house. And the deal was that he wasn't observant. They said, but in the house, you have to observe Shabbos. Shmuel Zalman was a young man, he was a bocher, and his mother saw this guy writing. on Shabbos, and I asked Rosh Hashanah, the young man who was speaking to me, he said the guy made a deal that he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in the house. And so he spoke to the guy, Rosh Hashanah spoke to the guy, and the guy said, he's sorry, didn't know that it was forbidden to write on Shabbos. He'd heard of Shabbos, didn't know. Grew up in the Soviet Union when there was no religious education. He wasn't observant himself. He never heard that he's not allowed to write on Shabbos. So he knew from then on. Anyway, so that could come up. So then this person didn't know. He didn't know Shalom Rashi says Shalom Yoda, Shalom Chazalah, sorry. This is all we weren't Shabbos, Samas, Zayim, and Beis. So this is what we call the difference between Shigas Malachas, right? Linen Shigas Shabbos, we say one rule, and Shigas Malachas, and we have a different rule. So he has to bring different karbanas and so on for each of the Malachas that he violated. And then Chayav, I'll call the Kapa Samaches on Ral. That was a category we talked about. Perhaps the Tolda, but I'm going to that right now. Okay, but Rashi explains when it says Av Malacha, Rashi on the top of Samaches and Ralph, source 3, the Melchad Lablamute told us, not that it says Av Malacha, the school told us. It says they told us also. It may make a difference whether it's two told us at the same Av or a Tolda and it's Av. That's what he did. Okay, again, that's in terms of that. But the bottom line is we have with regards to Shabbos, in effect, different types of Shogeg. There's Shigagas Shabbos. He just didn't realize today was Shabbos. And then the Shigas Malachas. He knew that there was Shabbos. He knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. He even knew that today was Shabbos. He just was Shogay, made a Shogay, inadvertently violated these Malachas because he never knew or he forgot that these Malachas were awesome. So the Rambam and Hilchos Shogogos presents this Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, source 4. Kol Gorom Shabbos, Kol Shochech, Iker Shabbos, and Shochach, Shenikstavu Yisrael on Shabbos. He forgot, he never knew that Shochach Yisrael on Shabbos. He says, Oshe Nishba Bukat Laben Akum, right? He was kidnapped as a little kid. You know, Nishba Laben Akum. That used to happen. That used to happen. And sometimes children were kidnapped, whatever. So he grew up without knowing about Shabbos. They even had, not that long ago, 100 years ago, maybe a little more by now, a little more than 100 years ago, but they had it in Russia. So sometimes they called them in Yiddish, the Gechapte Kinder. They used to take the government required X amount of kids were taken at the young age, 4 or 5 years old, were taken away from their parents and were sent off to military school. And they were trained their whole lives in military school. And they would later, when they became of age, they became like the colonels and the generals, the high-ranked military. They were brought up in a military environment. So what parents wants to voluntarily give their kid away? Nobody. So they made a rule then. And the Jewish kids weren't exempt from this rule. So these children, they were called the Gechaptik. And I know somebody who told me, she's not alive anymore, but she said her father was a Gechaptik kid and eventually got out. So what are you going to do? He's Nishba Ben Akum. They never learned about Shabbat, didn't know. Right? Own this guy or caught in the way, whatever. Rashi gives you various scenarios. So Alpha Pish, also Malachas Harbor, Shabbos Harbor, and Achav, Achat, Zachat, Shakol, Shkoga, Achasi. That's all one mistake. Okay? I'm not Rashi, Rama. And he says this not only by Shabbos. It's not limited to the Shabbos. That's why this is not really a din in the Lechaz Machshava. It's a din in Kolat Torah Kula. So the guy ate chaleb, but he never found out that chaleb was awesome. Okay? Or dam, or whatever else. Okay? So the Rambam tells us right here in Hilchos Shogogos, it's not limited to the Shabbos. We have by chaleb and dam and other Yisurim as well. Kol Adei Iker Shabbos on Shokshay, Yom Shabbos, Bedima Shukhol. What if a guy forgot? Do about Shabbos. Yeah.
But still, so each Isser is Mechalik. So technically, each Isser is with Isser Mechalik. And so there are different rules of when we apply it. But it's a good question. But the answer is each Aver is considered a separate Aver. It's rooted in the same Shogun. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So you're when he finds out, he brings a Chalik. He's not punished. He's not punished. Okay. Anyway, Chol Adei Iker Shabbos Shochach Yom Shabbat Dimo Shuchol Af Bishol Zom Alachas Harbe Chayv Chatas Achas Al Yom Kulo V'chein Chatz Al Kol Shabbos Shag Shogu Bo And that's a further question. He may know that also he didn't realize his car. That has to do with, you know, what he's warned about and so on. So chayav chatzka ab malacha malacha afilo asa arboim chosachas b'alam echad maybe shloshim v'teisha chatzos. He, this guy, hit the jackpot. He did all 39 malachos, and that Shabbat he has 39 chatzos. Okay, all right. Anyway, and then halacha dalat shachok shom shaz shachok ab malacha leudas malach nevesus and a chayav chatzos. We get the idea. So shigas Shabbos and shigas malachos. That's in terms of shogeg. Now it looks like from there that this would not have terribly much ramifications. We're not bringing any korban chatas anyways. No beis hamikdash. So there's a famous gemara in Shabbos that Yud Beis Mabeis. Right, so it's fine, right? Then you're not allowed to read. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos by light of a candle, because what might you do, right? Shema, you move the oil. You know, right? You want to keep the candle burning. All right, lo yikra lo aner shema yatem. So Amar Bishmol ben Elisha, the famous Bishmol ben Elisha. I'll be careful not to move the oil. I won't tilt the oil. I won't do anything. What happened? And sure enough, one time, he forgot that you're reading. He forgot that it was Shabbos, and he moved the oil. Whatever. Amar kama gedolim divrei chachamim. Chachamim are right. So you omrim lo yikra lo aner. Yeah. So that's what it says. Bikesh. Yeah. Yeah. It says the language was bikesh latos. Maybe he didn't actually do it. But the thing is, he then said, when he violated Dibur Chachamim, Nasa Omer, Kara Vahita, his second opinion is he actually did move. Right? The first way it's presented is Bikesh Lata, suddenly remember the last second. Right? But the way of Nasa says, Kara, he actually did. And because of Alpin Kosta, he wrote down in his notebook, Ani Yishmo Ben Elisha, Karisi Vitisi Ner B'Shabbos. I violated his din on Shabbos, Shibana Beis Hamikdash. Avi chatas shmeina. I'm going to bring a korban chatas. Mark down. All right. So does that mean we should all every time we do an aver b'shogeg write down if we bring a korban chatas? Okay, a little bit of a musar. But it's interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Shin Lamed Daled Siv Chavav, Ramor writes. Just read what it says. Ramor writes. Im avar v'chilel tzarech lis'anos arboin yom sheinu v'chamishi. There are things to do today when you can't bring a korban. You need to be have kapara. Namely, you should fast 40 days, Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, it's not too commonly done today, I don't think, but that's what it says in the Ramah. Not only that, below you say yayin, below yochel baser, minimize your pleasure. You know, this is perhaps in the category of tshuva. Samishkol, right, into the tshuva, you need some form of kapara. Be'itein bimkom chatas, instead of bringing korban chatas, you give yurches pshitim utzdokah. Give a certain amount of money to tzdokah, instead of bringing the korban chatas. Year to lift those satani zidane bad kol yom shemos of chidim tzok. Whatever the amounts are, look at the Shabura, Shkot Nayin Zayin, he points out, afilu b'tchum in the Rabbanon. And it's not only you violated Shabbos the rice, you may perhaps even violate b'tchum in the Rabbanon. V'chein al tiltu ner dola, k'dei lahat zamamon. V'tzadir gam, k'mi sever dogo mervava, that's from the Nodav Yehuda, on the Shulchan Aruch, for a back commentary called Nodav Yehuda, wrote B'chazka Levi of Prague. So I guess he's most famously for the Nodav Yehuda, but he wrote the Tzlach also, the most specific, and on the page in Shulchan Aruch, Dogam or Vava. So he writes, Shetzorach Lis'anos, Avshinur L'Hakob is a time, it's Gimel Yomim, Beis Hei Beis. 3 days, just a series, or Monday, Thursday, Monday series. Doesn't mean the Bahab, what we call Tanis Bahab after Pesach and after Sukkot. It means some Monday, Thursday, Monday, after he did the Savera. Okay? Ulai Gam B'tchum, Shehechman Lis'anos, Ramiyom, Mayer Shaloh, Hayal Kol Kav Moro, okay, whatever, it was not such a, he did it mamish without any kind of emergency. Mr. Burin Sukkot Nayin Ches points out, you can, yochol et choson le'achorev, there's only a daytime fast. You can decide to push the fast off to the winter when days are shorter. You know, you don't want to have a fast, during the summer, so the longest fast by us is Shavuos B'Tammuz, right? It's closest to June, the June equinox, right? So it's not the solstice, the longest day. Shavuos B'Tammuz is by us the longest fast. So the table is shorter. Of course, in the southern hemisphere, it's fair. I have a friend, a person, Mashul, who grew up in South Africa. So he would say that, Shavuos B'Tammuz wasn't a big deal. The Sarbat Tammuz was a much tougher fast. It was a whole day, and then until 9 o'clock. By us, 5:15 already, we can be 20. And that's back. He also told me, he was very rarely home for Hanukkah because he was usually in camp.
to reverse. Anyway, but be that as it may, so the Mishnah Berurah says here, it's called Mayan Chesis, Shilamdal, you can push off the fence. In the winter time, and Kolzel Bain Sha'avar Alisa Deraisa Alisa Dabanan. That's the point I really want to bring out. And Myra Kishor, Bishogeg, and these tricks only work with Shogeg, but Bermazid, you need even a greater Kapara, Tshuva Shlema, and other types of Kapara. Okay, again, I don't want to belabor that point. But we get the idea that there is some sort of responsibility, so to speak, in terms of Shogeg. And someone asked before, you asked what onus, you know, remember that in the Al-Khaitz, in the Kippur, Al-Khaitz, the onus of Rotso, there's some, you know, Kapara that's needed. Not as bad, but there's something that's needed. Okay, so enough said about that, right? That's all I'll point out, that there's perhaps some Halacha L'maaseh ramifications. He did not vary, and only did not vary, he found out about it after, so he gets stuck, you fast, or some type of tshuva. Okay, so much about the Shogeg. Let's move over now to Misaseg. Now, Misaseg basically means you're preoccupied, you're not cognizant of having done a particular act, okay? It's an unintentional activity. It's an unintentional activity. But unlike by regular Shogeg, okay, you may be well aware. You're well aware that today is Shabbos. And you're well aware of all the malachas that are also on Shabbos. And you know that this is a malacha. But your intent was not to do this act that you ended up doing. Okay, you ended up doing something different than what you planned to do. That's really what's misasi. Okay, and the psukim, that's mis again, and preoccupied or unaware, uncognizant of doing that act. It's not like Shogeg, not that you forgot that it was Shabbos, or forgot that this was also on Shabbos. You were doing something, and you realize that, you know, that this was an Isser, but not because you didn't know it was Shabbos, not because you didn't know the Malachos of Shabbos, just you ended up doing something other than what you planned to do. Okay? That's Misasi. So there's a Pasuk, and here I have the right Pasuk, Parshat Yikra, Parak Dalet, Pasuk HaVeh, Sotz HaShem, Nasi Yechtav, Asa Achas, Mekomitz HaShem. So, Parak Dal Poschav Gimel, Ohod Alav Chatoso Asher Chotobo. Asher Chotobo. Those are the magic words. The sin which you did. Asher Chotobo, then you have to bring the Korban Chatos. Okay, the king, and also you have to bring a different, but that's not for us right now. The bottom line is you have to bring a Korban Chatos. Here, this is the parsha of Korban Chatos there in the parsha of Yikra. This is about Korban Chatos. You have to bring Korban Chatos for Asher Chotobo. For the aver which you sinned in it, or you sinned by doing it, okay. So there's a mission krisos, yud tes amar aleph, okay. The long mission I only quoted part of it, so it's nine. Amar Yehuda, afilu niskavein, lilko te'enim belikate anovim. I had in mind on Shabbos, okay, to pluck figs, but instead I plucked grapes. They were grapes. They're not to be figs, okay. Or that around, I'm likate te'enim. Or shchoros v'likei levanos. There were darker ones. I picked the lighter ones, but I didn't realize. Olivna levanos v'likei shchoros. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar says, in such a case, you chayev chatos, presumably, because you had intent, again, to do this, okay, but it didn't turn out the way you planned, right? But if you show up, right, you plan to pick grapes, you end up picking figs. Okay, both of us are, but you didn't exactly do the issue you intended to do. So in such a case, the lezma chayv chatos, and Yeshua poter, Yeshua patas you from even a korban chatos. Okay, now and perhaps even rabban. Okay, Amr Shimon, to be hanner and poter of Yeshua, poter of Yeshua. I'm stunned. Okay, because as Rashi explains, look at Rashi, increases the testament of 10. Tamiya ani and poter of Klomer, Amar poter of Yeshua. Halan iskaven al davar asa. This guy was good. He had intent to do a davar asa. He had intent to pick grapes. Turned out they were figs. Okay, but he had intent to pick light ones. He picked dark ones. So, you know, so how do you say? All right, so it's not a full mazid. Okay, it's not because he didn't do what he planned to do, but a kopanimish have to bring a carbon chatos. It's a shogeg. I mean, but he still had, you know, intention to do something which was awesome. So, to me, honey, I'm stunned that you know, Rabbi Yeshua would say that. Now, Lechora, Simor says, in Cain, Loma, Nemar, Asher Chotobo. But again, the Pasuk says, Asher Chotobo. He did, an, you know, that was the Avera. You know, it was Asher Chotobo, something else. When do you, Asher Chotobo, when do you have to bring the Korban Chatos? Asher Chotobo. Here, it was not Asher Chotobo. He had a different intent than what resulted. So, then what does, according to Rabbi Shimon's objection, how could Yeshua pater from a Korban Chatos? He intended to do something else, sir,
right? I mean, it didn't work out the way he planned, but it's still, you can't pot them all together. So what do you mean? You can, asher chotabo, right? That the that in Cain, right? The misasik, I got the chayav lama never bo. So if you're going to say, Shimon disagreed, or Yeshua's pater, Shimon said, no, you're chayav. How can you not be chayav? Maybe that's the pasuk of asher chotabo. You only have to bring the korban chatas when it fulfills the requirement of asher chotabo. You did this act, okay, and not something else that you intended to do something else. No, that's pratlam is asik. Rashi explains. Pratlam is asik behetera. I had in mind to do something which was mutter, was absolutely mutter. Kgon lachto chesatolosh. It was some flowers or whatever it is. We got mutzen out. It was some flowers, right? So I had intended something on the ground. I intend to pick them up. They were tolosh. They were. I'm not plucking them. I wasn't detaching them, huh? Say it again. No, so the way he's learning is that when it's in the case he wanted to do is usher, Shimon's disagreeing with the Biosi, with Yeshua. If Shimon's saying no, in that case you would have to bring the Korban Chatas because you were Mechatur to sing usher. What then is Asher Chotobo teaching you? You don't have to bring the Korban Chatas unless it's Asher Chotobo. What do you learn from there? Okay, not when you intended to do an issue, just came out a different issue. No, Yeshua's Potter. Yeshua's Potter because he learns, he disagrees. Yeshua says, no, if it didn't come out the way you wanted it, then you're Potter. I mean, Yeshua has a hard time with that. What do you mean? At the end of the day, he was planning to do something else there. So then, in Achanam, so what does Asher Potter Ba mean then, according to Rav Shimon's objection? Right? What is Misasik? What is Misasik? In other words, bottom line is, if Yeshua considers that to be Misasik, it didn't end up the way you planned. We'll see how he passed it. I'm just saying in the Mishnah here. Okay, we'll see the Machlokes Sabai and Rav also, but right now Yeshua is saying that it'll be like Misasik. That's Asher Chotobo. It fails to meet the criterion of Asher Chotobo. Okay, and therefore it says Potter. Whereas Shimon says, no, you're Chayav in that case. So what then is Asher Chotobo? That's Prat Misasik, right? The Misasik by Tera. It ended up when you picked them up, you also detached some of them. Oh, that's Misasik. Your intention was to do something 100% mutter. It ended up when you put your hand down, you yanked them up. He yanked up some. However, Rashi's Avodzeh Misasik be Isser, the Chayim. Okay, that's my focus image. Yeah. Yeah, so how do you relate with Dovashem Miskavi?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, but here, Misasik is in effect a lower category, so to speak. Misasik, Dovashem Miskavi, I'm intending to do something. In other words, the Dovashem Miskavi was a result of my action. I want to move the chair or whatever it is. The result was a melacha, which I didn't know was necessarily going to result. Here, I didn't even have it. It's wrong word, maybe completely detached my plan. I'm just want to pick up these things. Okay. In effect, yeah. Okay. Now, all right. Now that's the Mishnah increases. The Gemara says, one second, Misasik Demai. What is Misasik exactly? The Gemara talks about Misasik, right? Pratla Misasik. The Gemara at the very top of the page in New Testament, Beisos 11. Misasik Demai. Either Chalav Barayos and Chayev. We have a special rule, Misasik by Chalavim. Chalavim is an example of Macholos Asurim. And Arias and the Bias Asurim. It's Suri Bia. Suri Machal. Suri Machal and Suri Bia. There, you are Chayev. Misasik by Chalavim. Okay, the Omer of Nachman Shmuel, Misasik by Chalavim is Chayev. She came down there. That's the famous, you know that rule. I mean, Shabbos. Misasik by Chalavim Arias, you're not exempt because at the end of the day, you enjoyed it. You got benefit from it. And why that is, I don't go into detail, but look in Rashi first, just to understand the case. Misasik b'chalov, says, increases your testimony, source 12. Rashi says, Misasik b'chalov, go. Chaylev is shuman lefonav. Chaylev is fats from a kosher animal, it's properly shechted, but that those fats are awesome. Shuman is fats that are mutter. Some of them eat fat is mutter, you know. So chaylev is shuman lefonav. We know that shezeh chaylev is shuman, and you know which is which. V'niskaven lechol shuman, and you reach your hand, you're going to pick up the shuman piece. And then you got distracted, the phone rang, whatever, you looked away, and your hand went what? To the other piece. Like your fork or whatever went to the other piece. That's called misasik. Because you had every intent you had every intent to pick up the kosher food, the shuman, and you had to pick up it. Or inam, in another case, chelev and chelev ufana. Both pieces were chelev. The sover shu shuman. You thought they were both shuman. You thought they were kosher. Okay? And it's kaven lechel chaticha zu. But again, my intent was to take piece A, and I ended up, I took piece B, and ate piece B. So in both of these cases, it's called misazi, because you did not intend to eat the piece that you ate. That's an emergency. You did not intend to eat the piece that you ate. Okay? Now, the lo domi l'shogeg, the shogeg hainosh niskaven l'chaticha zu atzma. Shogeg is when I want to take this piece, and I took this piece. I did exactly what I intended to do. But I made a mistake. I thought this was shuman, and it was actually chelim. You see the difference? If by regular shogeg, I did the exact action that I intended to do. I intended to pick up this meat, and I did pick up this meat. Well, the thing is, I misinformed. Okay, that's shogeg. The misasek is I did something different than I intended. That's the what Rashi. But anyway, by misasek, but chalav marayas, he gives an example of arayas also. It's a strange example. He was going to have his wife, and his sister was in the room, and she got into the bed instead. He ended up sleeping with his sister. All right, you can read the Rashi. But it's, you know, same idea. But the bottom line is, shekain nana, okay, you did get hana. So the Mefarshim explained, again, it's not our topic now, we're not going to increase this, but shekain nana means you can't divorce him from the action, because it's still attributable to him because of the benefit you got out of it. I'll leave it at that. I want to look up what the Rishon is saying. But anyway, so when it says in the Mishnah, Prat L'Misasi, so it's not talking Misasi Chalav Marayas. Okay, it's Chalav Marayas, Yuchayev, Shekein Nenet. Now, V'inami, Ibi'im Misasi B'Shabbos, and if it's Misasi B'Shabbos, so Potter, you're totally Potter. My Tanan Lechaz Machshavis Lasvet Torah. Okay? You want to tell me that the Pasuk of Asher Chotaba is talking about Prat L'Misasi? It can't be Prat L'Misasi Chalav Marayas, because there you are Chayev. Can't be talking about Shabbos either, because then you're not even Chayev anything, because there's not Lechaz Machshavis. Okay, Malachas Machshavas means what, says Rashi. The top of the next page here in Source 12, Rashi and Chris, it says, Bezim wants to be Ramas Malachas Machshavas. Shechoshav beniskaven la Malacha zu atzma. That's what Malachas Machshavas means. Malachas Machshavas means, I intended to do this particular deed, and that's what I did. So our answer is no. It says, so what is it? So the Rav Mishkachas, according to Rav, at work, you know what Nisasik is? Kigon sheniskaven lachto chesatolosh. That's the case. He had in mind, Lachto, here's Misasik and Shabbos. But I had in mind to be Tolish, something. I thought these were loose flowers. I thought these were loose blades of grass. Okay, and I picked them up. It turns out I picked them up, I uprooted them. I thought they were all cut before Shabbos. I go outside, I pick them up, and I realize now, after I picked them up, and I uprooted them. Right? That's the mistake. Okay? That's according to Rava. And according to Labaye, Kigon Niskaven Lahagbia Asatolosh Mechota Chasam Chuber. It's a little different. Rova says, I had in mind, read it again, Lachto Chasatolosh. You're allowed to cut things which are already cut, okay? And I end up cutting was actually attached, okay? It was actually attached. According to Labaye, I was just wanting to pick something up. I wasn't going to do any Maisa Chatich at all. So the Itmar, the Machok is Abayim Rova. Again, in terms of the breadth of Mizasig, the Itmar is Skaven Lagbias Atolish and Chotach and Huber Potter. By time. The Lo Ichvan Lashum Chaticha. If I had a mind to pick up something that's Atolish, okay, and I end up cutting, detaching something which is Mechuber, that is Potter, okay, my time. The Lo Ichvan Lashum Chaticha. I wasn't doing any Meister cutting at all. What I did was totally remove what I intended. That's misasik, okay. But lachto kesatolosh the chotas amechuber. If I intended to cut to do a maise chaticha, I just was intended to do a maise chaticha, which was something which is mutter, and I end up doing something which is osir. Abaye amar chayim go ichvin l'shum chaticha. What I intended was done. It wasn't my complete intent. You see, the machlokas abaye and rova is how far. Defining misasik, how far away from what he intended does what he did have to be? According to Abaye, if I intended just to cut something which is tolish, and I cut something which is mechuber instead, then I'm chayav. That's not misasik. Says Rashi. Says Abaye. Da ichvin l'shum chaticha. Rav Amar no poter. Da ha lo ichvin l'chaticha di isura. Rava says even that's potter because you did not intend to cut something which is awesome. So he has a broader application of misasi. Follow? So this is the Gemara in increases. You look in Tosas there, you test on base increases. Okay, now, 13, Tosas says, Holo ikhven lachaticha di sura. And the answer is part of a lawsuit. But for that, the Holo ikhven chaticha di sura. Okay, Vim Tomar shogig nam. So, which is some of you asked. So, it's part of a lawsuit, but we won't call that now. Look in the Tosas. Increases your testing base. The Holo ikhven lachaticha di sura. Vim Tomar shogig nam de chola torlo miskaven li sir. So what do you mean? What do you mean? Rava says it's misasik, okay? That's like there's no different than any other shogeg. B'chola Torah kula lo miskaven lisur. Ishlomar b'chola Torah kula k'shomar mutter who b'shogeg v'davar shidu lano show isur. Regular shogeg is we know it's usur, right? We know that this act is usur. He just didn't know that it's usur to write on Shabbos. He just didn't know that today's Shabbos. That's a regular shogeg. Aval ha, but we know, right? She do a lot of shogeg, sir. That's shogeg. Aval hacha miskaben ledover shu heter. The chula amay v'hakifi mashu sover. Okay, we'd agree if what he thought was right, it would be absolutely mutter. V'chav potter mashu davar misasi. That's misasi. Now, one other relevant gemara there from Croesus, New Testament, page 14. No, according to Shogun Kala Tarkula, you're saying you think this whole thing is mutter. You're not even aware that it's a malacha. You're not even aware that it's Shabbos. Okay, but by misasik, you're aware of all that, and you just have some misinformation. Which, if you had the right information, we'd all know that it's mutter, right? Which is he thought. Okay. Now, there's one other Gemara that's relevant there, increases your test and base. I mean, there's some discussion there because the Amar of Nachman Rosh Shmuel, the Sasek with Homer of Chayim Shekinan, the Sasek with Shabbos, Potom Lechem of Shabbos on Sotorah. Well, is it because of Asher Chotabo Pratlam Sasek, or is it because what's the interplay between Asher Chotabo Pratlam Sasek and Lechem of Shabbos, which of course is only by Shabbos, but that's not for us now. All right. Now, according to what Gemara says in the name of Nachman Amar Shmuel, okay, that's a broad thing. Okay, misasik means, melechas machshavas means, that what resulted is exactly what you intended. Okay, so let's say I intended to cut this flower that was white, and I cut that flower that was white. Mamish, I intended to cut mechuber A, and I cut mechuber B. Apparently, according to Shmuel, that's also called misasik because you didn't do what you had planned to do. All right, so there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Beis Malach, bring it over now to Shabbos. It starts at the very bottom page, Ayin Beis Malach, Itmar, goes over on Beis. Diskavein lagbias atalash yachata chata mubar potter. Okay, all right, now. Lachlos atalash yachata mubar, Rabba amar potter by amar chayav, Rabba potter alon diskavein lachatita di surah. Okay, and Abay Machayev, the Kamchavin Lechatika Ba'alma. Find the Gemara has Rabbah spells out where they come from and so on. Now, look in the Rashi, right, the main thing I want to show the Tosis there, but again, it's basically the same thing. Okay. Rashi gives the following example. What's Niskavin Lahagbia as a Tolosh anyway? What was your Niskavin? What was your Kavana? So Rashi gives an example. Don't. The Nofal Sakin. Barugas Hayerik. A knife dropped into we have the vegetables growing, into the field or the garden. We have the plants. A knife fell down. So your intent was to pick up the knife. You see that the knife is tall plants growing. And there's a knife. So your intent was to pick up the knife. When you picked it up, what happened? As you picked up the knife, you sliced some of the grass or the blades or some of the vegetables. Hear what Rashi says? And that's a Rashi defining here. He didn't say this over there in Creases, but he says over here in Shabbos, Ayin Beis and Beis at the top of the page. He says, Niskaven like this atolosh, kagon, the nofal sakin barugas hayerik. Okay, the knife was in these blades of grass or vegetables, whatever. And your intent was it wasn't to cut
But when you picked up the knife, okay, you ended up slicing, you know, when you pick up a sharp knife, so it cut something as you picked it up. You know what Rashi says? That's Rashi. Okay. And v'chotach is a mechuber, okay, and then you potter. And Rashi says, "Ziv Hashem chotabod." That's the one creases. Prat misasik with davar acher, but also davar zeh. That's what misasik means. Misasik with davar acher, but also davar zeh. You were misasik. You were preoccupied with picking up the knife. You had no intent to slice anything. Yeah. So let's see. So that according to Rashi, it would look like that would not be misasik. That's what Tosfos would disagree. But the Gemara, it's not clear. I mean, the Gemara just said misasik, you know. What do you mean according to the Gemara's reasoning? Right. So the question is how far. So that's the machlokas. How far removed? What how far removed is your kavanah from the result? That's part of machlokas Abayin Rava also. See. So the but according to Rashi, and that's what Rashi says. All right. So. Shogeg hechadom, it can go to Skavin Lachach, but Shogeg the Sovereign, Shabbos, also Shogeg the Taras, like we said, Zeh, the Sasek Babo, Hagbo, but all the Chaticha, the little words of Rashi again, this will end the Rashi. This Asik Bahabo, Hagbo, he was preoccupied with an act of what? Lifting something, which is perfectly Mutar on Shabbos. Instead, he cut. Okay? So Shogeg, again, it was Shogeg, you're aware of your action. You're aware of what you're doing. You're just ignorant. Either today's Shabbos or this action is forbidden on Shabbos, but you're aware of what you're doing. Okay, misasik is almost exact opposite. You're aware that it's Shabbos and you're aware that there's issur melacha on Shabbos, but you're ignorant about what you're doing. It's completely unintentional. You're not aware of the act that you're doing. You're picking up a knife and end up you have no intention to cut. Now, you don't take this when you pick up the knife. It happened to slice something. You follow. It's almost like opposites in a way. With Shogeg, you're well aware of the action. You're well aware of what you're doing. You just didn't know the Shabbos. Or you knew there was Shabbos, you know there's Zos on Shabbos. That's Shogeg. Misasik is you're well aware that it's Shabbos. You're well aware that it's Zos on Shabbos. I knew that cutting things on Shabbos. I was picking up a knife. I wasn't cutting anything. When I picked it up, I cut it, incidentally. Okay? You look in Tosas, source 17, Tosas and Shabbos, I invade my base. It's Skavan like this at the Tosas. Pirish Bekutris, you don't sack and mutal rei, quotes Rashi. Okay, because I'm in a time, third line. Myself, Parasov, and Nacho, you ask. One creases. Amar Shmuel, Misas, Kalor, Havas, Chayav, Shekain, Nen, Mishabes, Pot, and Lachim, Hashem, Zotor, Umucha, Chosim, that feel of an Iskab, and Lukho, Tain, and Zuba, Lukho, Tain, Acher, is Pot, or Shmuel. The implication is that even if you were not just picking up something, you were intending to cut this fig, and you cut that fig, okay, then we'll say it's Potter. And he quotes the Gemara later, we'll see momentarily, a common parakazori, potter rubber, iskaven lizuk arba zarak shmona. I had intent to throw this thing 4 amas, which also went, I don't know, my own strength, so it went 8 amas instead. Okay? Kilo omar, komok, unless you said, komokam shatir to tenua, unless they said, well, I don't care where it goes, wherever it lands, that's a different thing. Okay? We'll see that Gemara in a moment. The kol shikain, min iskaven lizuk bitzad zebra, zarak bitzad akar. I intended, I intended to throw it over here and the ball went over there, right? You know, whatever. Errant pass. Okay, anyway, the Delonas are Cloud Sono. So, Benira Ben Atam, the Hocham Arab in his scuttle. So, therefore, he doesn't go for this business. It was just picking up a knife. Ben Atam says, Benira Ben Atam, the Hocham Arab in his scabin lacht of Tolosh, Benimsa Shumachuber. Like I explained it before, right? But that's what Ben Atam said. Okay, not that we pick up a knife kind of incidentally. Okay, that's why I don't think Ben Atam is arguing. Rashi says that's the only thing that's misasik. But the Tom wouldn't argue and say that's also misasik, even less. But here, miskaven lachto toz, when it's from Chuber, v'chotech mashu miskaven. I cut what I was supposed to cut, but I didn't realize that it was, I lohad the other, from Chuber. Upliga by Marava, because that Sheikh Chotaba, the Mukhila Rebeleza, something, you know, he explains this, machotech, by Marava. And the question is, lo nasa makshavto, lo nasa makshavto, to what extent is lo nasa machshavto? And that's really the big question. To what extent is lo nasa machshavto? So basically, if I was discovering for something which is detached, a detached plant, and I pulled up an attached plant, so the act was intentional. I was just, you know, unaware that it's a malacha. Or the discovering for an attached plant, I pulled up a different attached plant. That's the machlokas here between, you know, whether that, what qualifies
as misasi. The case of Azor, I can just put to the Gemara for you. It's Sadi Zion on the base in Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. Would Rashi agree? Oh, wait 1 second. According to Rashi, what would Rashi say the machlokas of Abaye and Rava is? I mean, according to him, it's no, because Abaye and Rava are in the Abaye and Rava's case is the other extreme. Abaye and Rava's case, miskaven lachtochas atolosh v'chotachas amachuber. Right, that's the case we argue, right? Miskaven lachtochas atolosh v'chotachas amachuber. In that case, what? That's what Rava says. Potter Abaye says chaya. According to right, no, then that would still be the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Rashi is talking within Shmuel, right? Within Shmuel, who says that that this kavan like bias atol. This kavan like bias atolosh. See that? Look at the Gemara in Shabbat Itmar, right? This kavan like bias atolosh v'chotach hamischuber amchuber potter. That's according to everybody. So. What Rabbi Tam is saying is that the case there, you see, is the case there is that you again the case of Bayan, let's go over again, Olivia. The case on Abayan Rava's argument is about you were had a mind to cut one thing, cut another thing. Okay, that's what Mahoz Abayan Rava is. But Niskavan like Bias does Chasim Chuber, so the way Rabbi Tam says it is. You ended up doing what you wanted. You picked the very plants that you wanted. You just thought that they were tallish. You follow? It's not that you wanted to pick and you picked different ones. You hear the chiluk? I want to say that's an important point. I want to make that clear. Okay. Look back and look in the Gemara again at 15. In the Skaven like Bias Atolosh Bechotach Es Hamechuber. You cut something else, not what you intended. So that's part of, that's where Rashi said, you know, you sliced it with a knife, and that's where Ben Tam says, no. Look at again, the words of Neil Ben Tam, the Hochamar bin Iskaven lach the toes, bin Nimtza, Shu Mechuber. But Bechotech Mashael Miskaven. He just didn't know that was Mechuber. He ended up doing what he planned to do.
As opposed to Rashi, though?
In that case, it would seem that Rashi would say that might be subject to Machokas Abaye and Rava. Okay, it's only when you actually did not intend to do anything at all, intend to do something totally different, right? Yeah, it's not the nimtza shum chubur. Nimtza shum chubur, Rashi would probably say that that's the same as iskaven lachtov zotol shachatzam chubur. You want to hear the chiluk of Tom? The first case, iskaven like bias zotol shachatzam chubur, so Tom means, no, forget there was no knife there. We're only talking about plants. But he ended up, he thought, he ended up doing what he wanted. He picked up these very plants that he intended to pick up. It wasn't different ones. It wasn't like we picked up and some other ones came with it. These were the ones he intended to pick up. These five plants he intended to pick up. But turned out they're mechuber. That's the misasik that Tom says is potter. Okay? As opposed to, then, but I had in mind lach to the talk is mechuber. Where then I'm also buying Rova. The first case, everyone would say it's Potter. All right, that's Tosis. Does that make sense? So logically, 1 second. It's kind of like what's the talk of where one second. If you look at the end of Tosfos, Shmuel, the potter mitamal kolashem is haynu miskamin lachtok mechuber zeh bechotam huber achim. Just a moment. Just a second. No, the hakimar miskamin lachtok tolim zeh mechuber bechotam mechuber. One second. I said it backwards. Just a moment. Lachtok is a tolim mechuber mechuber. See, according to Rashi, what you planned to do was not at all what ended up happening.
Tosfos doesn't go that far. Tosfos said you don't have to go that far to get to Misasik. Okay? Tosfos says, no, Tosfos, huh?
Like Rabbi's Mark Street.
Yeah, in order to qualify as Misasik, you need a further, as I said before, you need to be further removed from what your intention was. But I think I said it backwards. You got a corner with a tongue. Niskaven lachtoch tolosh benimsa shumachubar, right? That's why. No, that's where the machlokas Abai and Rav is. Sorry, that's where the machlokas Abai and Rav is. Okay, the machlokas Abai and Rav is niskaven lachtoch, and it turns out that it was mechubar. But according to Shmuel, it's niskaven lachtoch mechubar ze bechotach mechubar acher. He's even more. I don't know if the right word is lenient, but he's even more. Even a broader definition of misasik, it didn't match at all. It seems that according to both Abaya and Rava, if you would have intention to pick this mechubar and you pick that mechubar, that they both agree. That they both agree is not misasik. Right? The only misasik is when niskaven little oshes a mechubar, but little oshes a tolosh, bechotach es a mechubar. Right? It's kind of like we said, is Potter. That's what Machlokas is. So, what's the first case again? It's kind of like we said, Tolosh, Bechotach and Samachuber. That's your Potter. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says is Nimsa Shumachuber, right? What's the Machlokas then? Yeah, okay, good. No, so we said it right. So, what's the Machlokas? Machlokas, Rabbi and Robert, is when Lachloch is a Tolosh, Bechotach and Samachuber. Because you didn't end up, you know, doing exactly what you planned, right? According to Robin, it's in the sky with laughter. Shmuel holds that we learned out the Nachas Mashevis. Because again, Rabbi and Rav are both explaining the phrase Asher Chatabah. And that's what Malachas Machshavas adds to it. According to Shmuel, right? Malachas Machshavas adds that Miskaven Lachtoch Mechubar Zev, Chatoch Mechubar Acher, that's also because of failure, it's a lack of Malachas Machshavas. Malachas Machshavas call on Homer Shogar, when Miskaven Hashem is the Echidami, when the Sama Shmuel, the Echidami, the Echidami, the Echidami, the Echidami, the Echidami, the Echidami. So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the case? What's the case where they agree? What's the case where Abaye and Rava agree? That's miskaven lagbia as a tolosh v'chotach as a mechubar. Which Rashi says with the knife. And the Tam disagrees with that, no? But the Tam says not the case of the knife. One moment. Rabbeinu Tam is arguing the implication of Rashi again is that if Niskaven lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar acher, everyone agreed you're chayav. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Shmuel would be potter even in that case because at the end of the day, lo nasa machshavto. Okay, so that's what the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is. But Niskaven like bias a tolos v'chotach es a mechubar, it ended up that it was mechubar. Right, and end up as mechubar. So then, everyone agrees with Potter in that case. This kavan like me is a total chatzal who is Potter. Okay, because it's totally different. You're only magbia and not chatach. So that everyone agree. But lachtoch is mechatzal who that's machokas Abaye and Rava. I think that's how it comes out. So again, according to Shmuel, we have machokas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Shmuel never meant to say "Niskaven lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar acher," right? That would be chayav according to everybody. According to Rashi, would come out. Let's see the words of those again. According to Rashi, it's mashma. What? In kain had the pruv niskaven lachtoch tosh v'chotach lachtoch tosh v'chotach mechubar acher, aval lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar acher mashma lechayav l'kulel. Right? That everyone agrees, not misasik. Not misasik. And Tosfos and Tam also, that still is misasik. Because of Malachas Machshavas, lo nasis machshavtam. Right? That's what a machlokas is within that case of lachtam who was ever chotam who were acher. That's a comes out, right? I was mechavin to cut this chuber item, and I cut that chuber item. According to Rashi, it seems that that would be chayv l'chulam, that's not misasik. And according to Tosus, Shmuel learns, no, that's also misasik. That's also misasik. What if niskabin like me is a tolosh? Okay, where Rashi says that it's, you know, the case of knife and so on. Tosus doesn't disagree, just adds to what he says. He won't disagree that that's for sure misasik. He said, even if like bias a tolosh, and it turns out that it's mechuber. That's what he adds. Then your potter, and miskaven lachtoch as a tolosh, bechotach as a mechuber. Lachtoch, yeah, the machlokas of an rov is in lachtoch because you had a mind to do a ma'aseh chatichah. That's what a machlokas is. Okay, so again, different levels. So miskaven lach bias a tolosh, bechotach as a mechuber. That is potter. Rashi says it's the case of the knife. Tosfos says even if it wasn't the case of the knife, you didn't realize at all that there was Tosfos. Well, you had no intention of cutting anything. Right? You had no intention of cutting. You just wanted to lift something up and you didn't realize it was mechuber. Okay, the Tosfos is more, you know, is more broad in the definition of misasik. That's not the case where Abaye and Rava argue. Abaye and Rava argue what? By this Chuber, you had a mind of Maisi Chatika, that's what they argue. So basically, there are different, when it emerges, there are different gradations, so to speak, of the different gradations of how we define Misasi. Okay, now, the case of Azorik, again, I printed on the Tani's Adam Bays. Okay, you threw it for 4 amas, you went to throw 4 amas, you threw 8 amas, they only chayv, you say, I don't care where it goes, okay? Let's look in the Rambam, okay? The Rambam says, Yochel Shabbos, Barakav, Al-Chachas, 20. Kol ha-miskaven, la'azul malacha. In-na'asos lo-malacha, malacha, acher, shalom, miskaven, al-potor lev. Shalom, in-na'asos, machshavta. Ketzen. Zorok, Evan, O-Chayt, b'chaber, o-b'mehem, k'deh, l'horgan, v'holach, v'okar, ilam, al-chas, l'horag, or izo potor. So far he goes. You threw an arrow, you intended to shoot an animal, whatever it is, and it ended up knocked the tree out by mistake. Potter. And Kal v'chomer in niskaven lizrok kal. V'nase lizrok chomer. Okay? Pyosh. Niskaven lizrok with karmelis. V'over evan l'shus ha-rabim. Shu potter. V'chein kol kretzu b'eh. Because niskaven lo sotav ha-mutav v'os v'dav ha-acher. K'gon sh niskaven lach l'os tov z'chaz v'chua eno chay. V'chum v'chein kol kretzu b'eh. So you have, Rambam has a broad definition. Misasik, all these different things happen. It wasn't your intended. However, halacha test. Niskaven alake tenim shchoros v'liki levonos. Or shniskaven alake tenim achakach anavim. V'nepach adavim. V'liki anavim v'tchila b'achakach anavim. Also potter. But there are grapes and figs. I was going to pick the figs first, then the grapes. I ended up picking the grapes first, then the figs. Also potter, says the Rambam. Okay? Also potter, in a broad definition. Afalpisha, lika koma shechoshem. Hova lika kisena choshem. Shechoshem. You didn't do it in the order you intended. All putter. Right? Below kavana also shalom asotol amalechas machshavas. All this derived from alechas machshavas when it comes to Shabbat. Okay? The Magen Mishnah points out, there, Perakav Achas 21, he says, that's machovas abayim rova. Okay? And in many places, we any passing like rova was a broader definition. Okay? Passing rova. V'yeshu pishu niskaven lachdok tol azeh b'chotem hu azeh. Okay, Vika Persh and Skaven Lachtok is a dover, Kasomushu Tolos, Nimsim Chubar, Philohoki, or Potter. And the Rabban agrees with that. Again, even broader definition, that's like Tosis. The Rambam Hilkos Shabbos Perik and Gimel Alcha Chafalov, Avon Niskaven Lizuk Arba, Benocha Chavis Bosov Shmona, Potter. Okay, Mishanoch Bemokom Shalok Hosha, the ball landed, the item landed in a place I didn't intend. Shatarbo, Hosha Kane Shatanoach. Okay, and certainly I intended it to land over here. If I had mind, the land wherever it lands, then I'm chayev, right? Hilchos Shkagos Perak Beis Aruch Hazayin. Hashogeg below Kavanah Barayas Mechlasos Chayev Chatos, but Peshabes Potter Mechatos. Here's the difference. Shogeg on Shabbos, this type of Shogeg, Potter Chatos. Ketzer. Ha'im Misasek in Isho Baila below Kavanah Lebila. Hare Ervala Mashezeh before or the Mashezeh Shebefi Roku Baila below Kavanah Hashem Achila Baolam. Hare Uchelam. You had something in the mouth, thought it was just his saliva. End up being Chalev. Chalev. He swallowed. Hare Zechayev Chatos. But Niskav and Magbi is a Torah Shuchat from Chubah Velo Kamar Lachat Yichaso Potter. Leches Machshemes Nosotoro Kamosh Biarno Bim Kamos. There you go. You have all these cases where the Rambam seems to accept a very broad definition of Misasek. And you're Potter from the Korban. One of the relevant Gemara we saw already, Baba Kama Chavav in Beis 24, Amar Rabba, Hoysa Evan Rachat Vachekab Lohikibor, he had a rock or something in his lap, he didn't realize, they got up, it caused damage, and the Zikin Chayav, right, but Lindan Shah, Rabba Dvorm, Potter finds something else, Lindan Shabbos, Malachas Machshavos, Nasa Torah, Niskavim Lizuk, Shtayim, Zark Arba, and the Zikin Chayav, and Dal Dvorm, Potter, and Shabbos, Malachas Machshavos, Beinan, you only wanted to toss it two Amos, which is allowed, okay, it's still Malachas Machshavos, okay, everything we said. So I wanted to show you an interesting tshuva. Your bottom line, I'm sorry. We have a pratla misasik and kol haTorah kula asher chatabo, and then we have a pratla misasik b'malachas machshavos. What's the difference? So we saw just now in the Rambam that by other cases you still have to bring a korban chatos and not by Shabbos. Okay, so the Rukiv Eger is a tshuva 26 Madur Kama Simon Ches. Okay, he quotes this Gemara parakeis that regular second parak of Kama Chavav with Beis. Okay, and he brings this down, and he says, "This Tamtzis Divrayim, according to that Tosfos that we saw, the Veniskaven Lachtok Tolosh, Hainu Shu Sover Shu Tolosh, Oy Mechuber Mikri Naasem Achshavto." Okay, Ela Potter Mitam Akro Mitam Achem Mikro Da Shirchoto B'Prat Misasek, but that's by Holy Surah. Dim Sover. Behemoth Zuchulin. The potter. Okay, I thought this animal was a chulin animal. I shechted it outside the bezim. It was potter. Niskaven lachtoch mechuber zeh mechater mechuber acher mekia gavim v'amachayah. The niskaven lishchot behemoth. But by Shabbos, is potter de lo nasa machshavto shelo rotza lachtoch zeh. So that's what he says in the meaning of that Gemara. Now he writes in the second paragraph, and nearly davar chodesh. The madam itam asher chotabo prat misasek lo de misasek lo nases avera klal. When we have an exemption from a korban chatos based on asher chotabo, that doesn't mean there was no mais avera. There was a mais avera. Ela de mikri avera b'shogeg. Okay, ach b'shogeg kehay matin asher chotabo the potter mikorban. But this particular shogeg is potter mikorban because of that special gzeres hakosav has to meet the criterion of a asher chotabo. Avo mikom mokom mikre shigeres iser. It's still on a nice aver b'shogeg. For a technical reason, you don't have to bring a korban because it doesn't meet the ruling of a asher chotabo. Okay, but it's still a nice aver, this type of misasik. Avo madem ma'ita mitam aleches machsheves osotorah. Hechad alecha machsheves machsheves. Eino b'chlal melocha v'lo nasa ha'avera klal. There's no avera, there's nothing here. And he brings, you know, nafkaminas for this. Okay, he brings nafkamina for this. Rekiv Eger is basically saying that by kol haTorah kula, it's a maisa avera. It's just, shall we call it a weak maisa avera? So there's no chichir karbon. Okay? So then that's how Rekiv Eger is learning. No, even in general. Asher chotabo means it doesn't meet that's the standard. So there's no chayv carbon. But my kol haTorah kula.
What is it
on
the Rambam?
One second. Okay. So what he's saying is, which Rambam are we talking about?
The Rambam
is talking
about
Mishkavos
that said that
you
chayv chatas by arayas. Who's the Rambam?
That's Mishkavos. Okay.
Rambam
Mishkavos
says that you're.
That's anyway. Right, that's different. So there you are, chayav chatos because shekeinena. That's what Rami told about.
I thought we said before the Rambam said by misasek by Shabbos doesn't require korban chatos, and misasek in the case of Shabbos, but in general misasek does require.
Not in general, but no, by chol barayas I meant.
Shekeinena.
Right. But what the Rekiv Eger is mechadish is that it's still a shigas avera by shara averas. That's Rekiv Eger. It's still a mais avera. It's still called the shigas avera. Okay, but by Shabbos it's not a mais avera at all. Okay, it's a zero. In other words, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a weaker. It's a weaker. Nisasi is a weaker shogeg. Therefore, because of asher chatabah, it doesn't meet the standards for korban chatos. What's an afkamina? He brings it into an afkamina. You know the dinner? I mean, we'll say it outside. You know the dinner?
Kapor.
Kapor is one thing. Okay. He writes, let me just write the ikar, the misasek, mikri gam karaver, of the lochiva Torah chatas. That's over there. But by Shabbat, it's not. He had an afkamina with regards to koma rabbine. Okay, by koma rabbine. We have a rule that if a person violates two isurim, so he's going to get the punishment for the more severe, so he's exempt from the other one. Okay, so let's say I shoot you, and I also rip your shirt. The bullet rips your shirt. So I'm going to put to death for killing you. I don't have to pay for your shirt, too. Okay, that's called koma rabbine. All right, so there's more ksubas and so on, and they become rabbi shogeg. But the kivayga has an afkamina that will we say koma rabbine by misasek? Is that even enough of a maisavera to say that he would apply koma rabbine? Because he says.
Again, so that would only be a discussion,
which is the broader definition, but it's a weaker word, but by Shabbos he says, in other words, he says that nobody's going to say the case of the stone in the guy's lap. Okay, so he gets up, and it flies off. So if the melech is Shabbos also, then he's going to be putter for paying the guy damages because koma rabbine. But if it's not even a mice at all, so now you're not particular. You're not going to be punished for the melech is Shabbos. It's going to be chayav. Right, it's a zero. Not even a mice of error. Okay, so.
But the other Gemara
said that any nizik and chayav. Yeah, not on Shabbos. That's how those do on Shabbos. The nizik in general, chayav. But the question would be, what if the nizik can happen on Shabbos? That's what Kivya says. He says, "Hanalama dima nafila mecheka hayav Shabbos." Then chayav shalom on nizik. Upatam mishum Shabbos. The lomrina may come a rabbinay. Okay, kedin chayav mishum shogun came with the lohayis on lechah Shabbos. Lo nasa klam lechah Shabbos. There was no lechah Shabbos to apply. You follow the lumbus?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I guess I'm not going to throw this to us. But anyway, the little, yeah, right, I'm sorry.
How does this work with Malach HaMachavis? Malach HaMachavis is usually put there on a lobster, right?
Right.
So he's saying because here's this Asik on something that's put there, it's
a zero, right. Basically. Okay. Yeah. So that's what comes out from the Kivega. All right, so this, in general, you know, but the bottom line is, if misasik is putter, they have the following point, okay? If misasik is putter everywhere, okay, you know, even outside the realm of Shabbos, so what do we need the Malchus Machshavas for? It's always putter, right? So according to we gave Eger, the Chiddush is, because on Shabbos, not even a Maisavera, all right? But others will point out, and others have said this, you know, that the Gedorim of misasik are broader with regards to Malchus Shabbos than the Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay, anything when it comes to Shabbos, any type of disconnect between what you intend and what you result will qualify as misasik, that's not necessarily true by the resort. So, you know, again, that's why by Shabbos the Rambam can make such a statement, okay, that if you want to pick a date, you pick the grape instead, okay, that's a case of misasik, you know, say maybe by Shemitah, I wouldn't say that that's misasik. A violation of cutting the harvesting of Shemitah, you know what I'm saying? Even I had to kavanah to do malacha, it's not malacha mashevis. All right. So I'm just saying that's a broader. So really, two things. Bottom line, where it would emerge from in terms of malacha, malacha and Shabbos, as opposed to there's really two things. Misasik on Shabbos, according to Yeager, is not even considered a shigas malach. It's nothing. To the point that it wouldn't even qualify to be brought into the mix for assessing koma with rabbinim. All right, so that's one definition. The chiddush on Shabbos is not even a ma'isa avera. Number two, the other we can say that the gedarim are broader with regards to Shabbos. And that's why when it comes to Shabbos, according to the Rambam, we just read it before, if you had a mind to pick a grape, you pick the, or even the order, you had a mind to pick a grape first, then the date, they pick the date first, then the grape, that's also misasik. It's a much broader, that's because of Malachim Shabbos. Okay? A couple other points, and this will finish this topic. These two will talk about Shina tomorrow. Okay, that's what until we get to it today. Always over says. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara has in Shabbos and Yud Aleph Mishnah has in Shabbos Yud Aleph Mun Aleph Mishnah says 27. Lo yetzei achayet b'machto samach b'chashecha shema yishkap b'yad yetzei. A tailor should not have his needles or his what do you call it, sewing material with him near nightfall because then shema yishkap b'yetzei. Actually, when it gets dark, Tosa says, okay, the local machlokas or whatever, you'll see why I'm bringing it up over here. He says, ain't lefar, according to Rabba, ain't lefar shem yishkach hamachat, the fili yetzeh lek eisu deraisa. Okay, can he can perkan vokama, he can rabba shokhal in Shabbos potom, and achat machshavas osu Torah. Ela shem yishkach hamachat, you'll forget that it's Shabbos. It's not you'll forget the towing material, but you'll forget that it's Shabbos. Okay, so the idea being, all right, the idea being that there's no issa doraisa because of lechas machshavas. Sort of like the Kivanger brings us a raya. That's why I brought it up. He says it's not even lechas machshavas. It's not even locha because lechas machshavas. All right. If you had the lecha issa doraisa, all right, hikir bo v'shocha. If you knew you had this thing and then you just forgot about it, then that's misasik. Right, the guy keeps his. I know they put a pen behind him. People put a pen behind everyone. So the guy used to keep his needle or whatever is behind. So she quoting one more comment. He gave up a shochel and Shabbos potter because Alech is Mashavis. So you're potter. So what's the problem? The answer is you forget that it's Shabbos. But it just when we keep anger says you see from that Gemara, okay, that Tosis saying. That when it comes to Shabbos, it's not even called a malacha. It's not even called a malacha. Zero. Not even called a malacha. Egletal. And the biura malacha's kotzer. It's oschav dalad footnote yud beis in 30. Afim yinsa mechuber lo avin yisa deraisa b'shogeg v'deraisa misasik meheteru u'misasik b'midi delav hanoa potter. And he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but he disagrees. He says Rabbi Akiva Af shadas we gave a tshuva misasik the potter b'kol makom nasa avera b'shogeg. He thinks, and that's not true. He thinks that that's in all, that's not special din by Shabbos, that's in general. That's not Avera. Okay, and it was Egle Tal saying in 30 against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He's saying that is not a difference between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. And Kol HaTorah Kula also, but other Yisroel also. Egle Tal says he uses sharp language. Avshadas v'kiv eiger b'tshuva, which we just saw, the misasek the potter, we call mokom nasa ver b'shogeg elamita v'asher chotam aliftar and carbon. Okay, Kosovo says shu davar chadash. V'kiv eiger said right, nearly davar chadash. Ani omer chadash asman haTorah. He said what he says davar chadash. It is it's asman haTorah. You can't say it and so on. And he seems to say. And I think that the same Chaim also says that even by shari sum there is a ma'isavera, not like this chilek of v'kiv eiger. Just to wrap up, so the Chayodim in the Chushabas and Chal Tosif Yuches writes, "For Eino Chayev Ad Shiyachavin Adovers There, Avohayim Misasek Kegon Shneskamin Lachtoch Zev Chotach Acher Olahadlik Ner Zev Vehidlik Acher." Okay, Potter the Malachas Machshavas Also Torah. The Rambam says Yuchayev, the Rambam disagrees and so on. Aval Im Lo Neskamin Lachtoch Zev Shaiyos Sabor Shutalos Shnimsim Chumer the Rashi Habin Shogeg Chayev that was Machshavas Rashi Tosis. Because Rashi said, no, it's only in the case of the knife. The Tosas came in the Lofi Machshavto, Tover Heter, Lekul Amak, Misasik, and Potter. That's the Chayodim says, that's Machogas, Rashi, and Tosas. I would urge you to read, I'm just going to say it quickly, that's just the main point that I want to bring out. Tiferes Yisrael, I think I mentioned the past, Yisrael Lifshitz on the Mishnah, Yochanan Boaz, Tiferes on the bottom of the page, has an introduction to many Mesichtas, including Shabbos. It's called Kalkaz of Shabbos. It's Klalei Lamitos Malachos. This is Osbeis Sivdalin, 32. He has, look what he writes. Eino, he wraps it all up. I urge you just to get back to this message or tomorrow. Just read this to myself because it summarizes everything we said. He says, Miskamin. Eino chayim al malacha, rak kashi iskamin la'oso maisa, that action, of also guf, the same intended, whether it's a fig or a grape, or whatever, the same intended item, chapsa. Over often usher, and I'll be doing the way that you know it's usher. Over also say to the same order. Daha im chosach chad mehanech. That's potter of usher. He says, "Okay, it's also the rabbanon." Kate said, "You answered. You said to come to your answer. Yes, before. So it's potter, right? So he said, 'Potter usher.' Kate said, he gives examples of everyone. His kavin law is a ma'ase beguf echad bofan amutar. But also ma'ase beguf echad bofan aser. Kigon shis kavin law to chayav that tells you read through it, right? In all these cases, putter. Then he goes, below ode, not only that, keep saying, read a few lines. Below ode, feel his kavin law is a goof, la ma'ase aser. But also goof, malach acheres aser. Kigon shechita beguchon his kavin law chavosan. You want to stir the coals and put it out. He did not. Right? You read through this the first time. Every time you give a low oh, not like that, not like that, and not like that, not like that. You have to have all these criteria met in order to be malach on Shabbos, and even if they did it in the wrong order. Now, Akiva, here is the second half of the first Yisrael. He comes to your chiluk. Mio, about the halfway down, a little more halfway down towards the end. Mio, in the skaven lasos, dover hamuter lasos, benasa agva, aga, olecha sisar. That's back to the Rosh Hashanah. Then I feel like the mutter. So there he has it. I'm not going to read it. You can read this yourself. It's not difficult to read. He spells it out very clearly. So that's the din of misasing. Bez Hashem tomorrow. I thought we'd all get through this, but I guess not. We'll talk about Tashino and Kalachiyad. And maybe we'll just, maybe, I don't know, over it. Over plan again, we'll start the other sheets I gave you last time. Okay? So this
is the print out
I printed out, I left it on the table.
Oh,
yeah, I left it on the table. Okay. I wish I had a good date.